Hey, thanks, John. I do have something good for you today. It's a wonderful short story written by Faleu Pisseta Pasi. And this is part of the theater course for University of Hawaii that is taught by Reggie Meredith. And this story is called My Grandmother's Treasure. I hope you enjoy it. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Sina who lived with her grandmother, Mama Lole. Sina and Mama Lole stayed in an old faleo'o, and they were very poor. They lived all by themselves, far away from other families in the village. Every morning, Sina would wake up and sing with her beautiful voice to make her feel happy and grateful. In the village lived a handsome boy who was the son of the high chief, the Matai Ole Nu'u. His name was Tavita. Tavita was preparing to get married to one of the wealthiest Matai's daughters from the Kua'oi, or the village next to them, the neighbors, and her name was Lupe. However, Tavita did not want to marry her because he'd never even met her, but it was tradition. Well, one day, Sina went to get some water from the Vaitafe, or a waterfall nearby, and she sang her way into the forest. Meanwhile, Tavita was walking by the forest for some fresh air. "I wish to find someone special to be my queen," he said to himself. "I know she's out there somewhere," he voiced with excitement, and he suddenly heard something coming from the forest. It was a harmonious voice of a girl singing. He stopped and he looked around, and then he walked toward the river to see, and there he saw a beautiful girl. It was Sina. Tavita could not believe his eyes. It was love at first sight. "Malo soy fua," said Tavita. Sina was astonished when she saw Tavita. "Oi, talofa," she said. They both blushed and they smiled at each other. "What brings a beautiful girl like you into the middle of the forest all alone?" Tavita asked. Sina smiled and said, "My grandmother is making Coco Samoa and I came to get some water for her."
"Well, that sounds delicious," said Tavita.
"Oh, yes, my grandmother makes the best cocoa," said Sina as she tried to lift the bucket of water onto her shoulder.
"Here, let me help you with that," insisted Tavita.
And then they both left to take Mama Lole's bucket of water. Sina and Tavita became great friends. Every evening, they would meet down by the river. They would either go for a swim, or they'd sit near the riverbanks to fish for some crayfish. They would even look at the skies and sing songs together. Tavita somehow felt that she was the perfect girl for him. Soon, Tavita's parents heard about them, and they did not like her because she was poor and that she came from a family of untitled chiefs. Tavita was forbidden to see her again. When Tavita told Sina, she broke down in tears. Mama Lole saw how sad Sina had become, and when Mama Lole heard how her granddaughter was being called poor, she was very disappointed. So she went, and she brought a box out from her closet. Inside the box was Mama Lole's most valuable treasure, a tuinga, and some traditional accessories. "You see, Sina? My father was once the highest chief in our family," said Mama Lole. Sina was amazed to find that her grandmother had been a taupo of the late high chief's family, her family. They were never poor. They were rich with culture and tradition. Mama Lole grabbed one of her old siapos and wrapped it around Sina. She gave Sina her ula nifo and then covered her body up with some fine coconut oil. Mama Lole started singing and dancing around Sina. She was full of pride to show off her culture and her family's title. "Today I will teach you how to be a taupo and learn to speak the traditional language," said Mama Lole. Then she put the tuinga on Sina. Mama Lole cried as she saw how beautiful her granddaughter was. They danced and sang songs, and Mama Lole taught her different ways to make a launga. And then Sina was ready. She thanked her grandma and left to see Tavita. Singing and shouting out her traditional speech, everyone in the village in awe looking at Sina. She was in her taupo wear. The shining sparkles from the sun danced on her as the reflection of the mirrors blinded the villagers' eyes. Alas! Tavita's eyes were full of love as he saw her. Nobody recognized Sina because she looked different in her taupo wear. Tavita's parents were amazed by Sina's appearance. With a big smile on his face, he introduced Cena to his parents. And then his parents apologized. And they were very happy to accept Cena. And so Tevita and Cena were married, and they lived happily ever after.